Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Well, good morning. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Going to be here until noontime anyway. What is it? Sandwich time. Lunchtime.
Grilled cheese time.
Well, actually,
today's grilled cheese day.
Today, I'm going to treat myself today and have a special sandwich. I've got a gift card for a place, and I'm going to get some real good food. So that's just the way today's going to be. It was cool out this morning, and I thought, well, you know, it's going to warm up, and that's great. And I was in the green room getting ready to do the show and everything. And I came in here. I don't know who was in here last night doing sports or whatever, but it was like, I mean, you could build an igloo in here, and it would be fine.
You're lucky, because I'll come in on a, you know, and it'll be 88 degrees in here, and I feel like I could cook some biscuits.
They had the thermostat set on, like, below 65. It was like 64, so the thermostat was set.
Somebody was hot.
Yeah, somebody. But put it back to normal. At any rate.
It was nice and cool when I got here. I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it gets warm inside there a lot.
Oh, man, there's a little cooker in here.
Yeah.
If the heat's on, you're going to feel it in here. The studio's, you know, vacuous and airy.
So you're right.
You know, you're right. You probably did not get anything but the cold blast.
It was a bunch of cold. I came in and said, Nellie, why don't you do a show with this? I said, man, I didn't bring my jacket with me. I guess I should have.
She had on her flip-flops, so she was ready to go.
Oh, well. I'll be wearing some. Well, no, I don't think I've. Have I ever worn flip-flops? Maybe once or twice. I'm just one of those that hadn't done it. Hey, something interesting I found. I think I've read it before, maybe a few years ago, but I'm going to read it again. And it's just a comment that John Ruskin made. And this is what he said. He said, when we build, let us think that we build forever. Let it not be for the present delight, nor the present use only. Let it be such work that our descendants will thank us for it. And let us think, as we lay stone on stone, that a time will come when these stones will be held sacred by our hands, because our hands have touched them. And that people will say, as they look upon the labor, see, that's what our parents did. Man, that's well said. Nice job. John Ruskin, whoever that is, just wrote that, and that's good information.
Great wisdom.
Yeah, I think there's an awful lot in there. Awful lot. Everything
when
we do.
You build stuff that lasts.
And that we should always.
There's going to be a legacy there.
We should always build that way. Is build something that. I mean, you look at the way some of the Egyptians built stuff, and way back in old time, they built stuff. It's still around today. Figure that. You think your house will still be around 100 or 1,000 years from now?
No. If you don't keep that AC running and heat going and sealed up, that thing's gone.
I mean, probably get eaten up by then.
Yeah, I mean, your plants would eat it.
Everything. There's just so much. But at any rate, a lot of calls this week about doors. And ended up talking to a customer's wife. And, of course, she's going to make the major decisions on which door they're going to choose for their replacement. And they looked at
smart choice.
That's the way it's going to go anyway. I mean, go right to the source, you know. And she was very confused about doors. I mean, that very, very nice door, fiberglass doors. We quoted a fiberglass door. We quoted a hemlock door. And then we quoted a mahogany door. And as it turns out, everything we quoted was a veneer type door. And well, of course, the fiberglass is fiberglass. But what she did not understand, and what a lot of people don't understand, is an exterior door that's called a fiberglass can be two ways, either smooth for painting or textured for staining. Now, these fiberglass doors are all have an inside core that's filled. It's filled with polyurethane or foam, and it's really thick and really stable and really stout and helps keep the door straight. So I really think a fiberglass door is a pretty good way to go. However, you can get into steel doors a lot less expensive, and with a steel door, you have to understand it is, again, a slab of steel put on a wooden frame, but inside, the core is always filled with like a foam type, like a polyurethane foam type situation. So that door does have a solid core foam insulation, but it does have steel skins on it to make whatever pattern, whether it be a six panel or a four panel or maybe some glass inserts in it, that makes no difference. But the fiberglass door, in my opinion, is a better door because it won't rust. A steel door, after a period of time, is definitely going to give you rust and problems. Now, one of the options we also looked at was she wanted a solid door. And we got looking, and almost all the doors that are out there on the market are going to be laminate doors. In other words, they'll have a laminate skin of oak or whatever the door happened to be, mahogany or whatever she wants on from the door. And then the inside will be a core of other type, less expensive type material. The benefit of that is the door does not tend to warp. And it looks very, very nice. However, it can't be sanded a whole lot because once you start sanding it too much, you'll get through the core, you'll get through the veneer into the core, and the door will not be stainable at that point in time. Now, you can get a solid wood door, and most custom doors that are built in custom millwork shops like cypress doors or mahogany doors, and for a long time, and they may even be using it today, but I'm not sure that they are, and that's a Spanish cedar-type door. A lot of Spanish cedar doors out there. Spanish cedar looks very much like mahogany, very hard to tell it apart. But at any rate, those could be solid doors, which are great, which are probably going to be a little more expensive because they're custom built on site at a shop, a custom built. And they're put together with many different pieces, which means a lot of expansion and contraction. And you're going to have a door that just has probably 10 pieces to it to make up one door. And a solid door is more prone to warping than a laminate door. The core of a laminate door has all of the grains in the core going in different directions and laying in different patterns, and therefore, as the weather affects it and it moves, because the grain in a core is all different directions, it doesn't get a chance to move because it's held in place by the one next to it. So, in my opinion, a fiberglass door is a better way to go. Now, having said that, if you're not afraid of spending a little extra, you can get a factory-finished fiberglass door that will work for you. You get a factory finish, and it's they're very expensive, but they're very, very nice. Now, any type of door you get, it depends very much on the frame that it's sitting in as to how long it will last. Most of the frames that I offer people when they buy doors is what's called a composite jam or composite frame. In other words, if it's made up of non-absorbing material, and it is a wood particle. It could be epoxy glued. It's just a composite material, and it works very well. Second, we put a PVC brick mold on it or PVC molding on it. So you've got two things that are going to defeat decay. That's the PVC brick mold and also the composite jam, which stops molding from mold, mildew, and moisture from getting inside. Now, it's important also the door be installed properly with the proper insulation and insulation all around it. That's very important to do, and it's very important to get done. But there's a lot of doors on the market today, and you can look at two doors, they can look exactly the same, and yet somehow they're not. They could be totally different. They could be totally, totally different. They could have different type frames. They could have a solid wood frame, which is more prone to decay and moisture than a composite jam or frame would be. So, you know, but again, everything's an upgrade. Once you go from a regular steel door in a wooden frame like what they sell at the big box center, not a bad door, and it's probably what you're going to find in most of your homes today, is a wood door, a steel door in a wooden frame with wooden trim. If you go to replace it, and you probably have to after about 10 years or so, my suggestion is replace it with a better door. You can get the fiberglass door to look exactly the same. You can get a composite jam, and you can get PVC brick molding. And at that point, if it's installed properly with the insulation and everything that needs to be, you've got a better door, in my opinion, and it's going to last a lot more than that steel door ever thought of lasting. And that's just, I think fiberglass in that sense is really a good product for, particularly here in the climate that we live in, because we live in a very, very different climate than a lot of the country does. It's humid down here a lot, and it's, you know, I mean, this is a paradise for mildew and mold.
And bad hair. You know,
humid. Say it again.
Humidity.
And bad hair.
Yeah, we got bad hair day every day.
My hair. I don't think about my hair very much. I just.
Your ears lowered since last we saw.
Oh, man, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know. Yeah, I've got a big thing coming up, and I got to
get. Got to look good. Yeah, you're off. We'll be all best of Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Guard Mama. Followed your lead, and we decided to, you know, let the best of series have it on Saturday.
So I have a question.
You started up something here, sir.
I like
your
it.
Fault.
I like it. I'll take credit for that. Are you going to have to run the best of, or are you going to be out of here?
Oh no! I'll cut it all up, and then we'll plug it in, and it'll roll.
And so, you'll have to sit and watch, or you'll be out.
No. Yeah, I'll watch from the house.
You know? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
So it'll be. We'll use likely this one.
So in a sense, you get a day off.
I've got to talk Dixon into not coming in on after lunch. Yeah, so we'll see about that.
I hope you get the whole day.
When
Nelly called me when we talked about it, that was our intention to get a day, just a Lance day.
Yeah, you know, I'll take one here and there.
Yeah,
I do hate missing out. I have the fear of missing out. You know, the FOMO.
Yeah, I understand that completely, because there's always some kind of great activity up here going on.
You don't want to miss anything. It's always so much fun. I learn every Saturday.
Yeah,
like you talking about doors. I love the door conversation, because doors are so diverse, but yet you don't really know what's inside of those things a lot. You don't know what makes that door.
There's,
like I said, veneer is the predominant method.
And us people who have been around them for years just say a fiberglass door, and we expect John Q. Public to understand exactly what we're talking about. But that doesn't cover it. Yeah. It has to be explained and told what really a fiberglass door is, and what's inside, and what's it made of, and how it's made.
Yeah. So when somebody decides they want to try to sand it or something and make, hold on now.
You got to know what you're doing. And it's, the more you know, the better off you are. And I'm proud of that lady, because she really pushed the issue. We ended up quoting that door. I have two doors. We quoted it three times, three different quotes. But it never bothered me, and I'll quote her a fourth time if she wants, because it's all different material. And now I'm beginning to find out that she doesn't know enough about what the first two quotes were. Mm-hmm. And so I'm...
So education.
Education.
Yeah, that was a big piece of the financial world that you work in is, you have power of knowledge.
Right.
And most people don't do this every day. They go to their job and raise children, raise family, cook dinner, and, you know, mow yards. And their expertise isn't knowing what, you know, a call option is, or a put, or an iron, you know, condor, or the butterfly. So you have that power of knowledge.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure you never take that for granted, because some folks, like most people, don't know those things. And education is such a big piece of, I think, everything. Sharing the knowledge you have with people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what you do. You do this every Saturday.
I think it's important that people are under the mindset of learn something new every day.
Yes.
Learn something new every day and use it. And it will make your day better than yesterday. And that seems to work.
Well, it's kind of like when you have a really bad, beat-up, dull-edged shovel and you go out and try to dig something up. It's a little more difficult. You sand that edge down and get it back where it's planed out and looks good. When you go stick that shovel in the ground, it's going to cut right into the dirt.
Any tool that has an edge to it should be kept sharp.
But that's the thing. Learning something different every day keeps your edge sharp. It makes you able to dig in with confidence. And, you know, when you don't have knowledge, we all kind of retract a bit. And I think that's a big thing in anything we do in life, especially handyman work, is you got to have a little confidence to do it. And if you don't know, then you're going to kind of pull back and say, and you need people like Buddy that have the knowledge to share and the kind of a teacher's heart. So that you can be informed and you're not being taken advantage of. And there's so many great people out there that aren't going to do that to you. But it's always good to find those that you know are going to give you good advice.
It's amazing how many talented, understanding people out there know how to do specific things very, very well. But they don't share that information a whole lot. They just, it's their information and they have it and they go on living and they live a very good life because of it. But if they would be willing, if they'd share that more, like some of the instructors over at Build Mississippi, those people are incredible because they share information they have and the little tricks, some of the little tricks that unless you know about, you're really going to run down the wrong road for a long time. But once you know about the little trick, you go, I'm not going that way.
The devil's in the details, as they say. Yeah. And big things generally come from small beginnings.
Yes.
So those little bitty nuances generally have a grand impact on the overall project.
Sure.
Whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be. And that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, phone number is 888-808-8637, and that's our call-in line, which have been quiet, and it's okay for it to be quiet. Text line is 601-879-4395. Now, that's the phone. We'd like to see the text line light up.
Well, it's a beautiful day. You know, people are out and about doing things,
getting
stuff accomplished. It was a little slow on the phone line, but very busy on the text line this morning. You know, when the weather's good, a lot of times that's what you get.
You get text. Get outside and do some stuff outside. Take your phone with you. If you've got questions, text them in to us at 601-879-4395. All right, coming up next, I think. Jerry Clark is here, and we're going to talk about Clark Remodeling and Repair, and he'll be with us and talk all about what they do. This is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first. Time after time. Made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
But a black cat is crossing my train. Well, I ain't superstitious. Black cat, I'm crossing my train. Don't sweep me with no broom. I just, my hands get put in. Moonlight.
I just like when Howlin' Wolf talks. You know, yeah, I mean, right. You just talk. Put music behind it and
it just
the world's
seems
okay.
That people of that generation just have a different way of expressing things. Yeah. And they're so, I mean, like Bobby Rush.
Yeah. Well, and you got Eric Clapton playing the guitar behind him and all these horns blaring, and he's just sitting there talking to
him. I'm sorry, Jerry. Both you and I just are so passionate about music, and we get into it so big.
I love it. You know, it was great.
But we'll save that for later. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thank you.
Great to have you in the studio. Really. Is Jerry Clark? It's renovations and repairs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you think? Wait a minute.
You got me.
Remodeling and repair.
Remodeling and repair. That's right.
Remodeling and repair. That's what I have written down because I have to have it right in front of me where I see so I can call it not what it used to be.
Well, I was Clark's Construction for so long, and then you got used to that. But when I got hacked, I had to change the company name because. I just kept going over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I had to shut down one company and just open it up under a different name.
Same Jerry Clark.
Yes. Everything else is same.
Same crew, too. Great crew.
Yes.
Great crew. I want to do a bit of a, I guess you'd call it a deep dive. Wow. Is that political or what? Is that up to date, that deep dive? Let's talk about guttering. Most today, when you see like a new house being built, it's almost always going to have gutter on it. There are very few new houses that are being built without guttering on it. And I think guttering is probably going to be like for people who are looking at the house, it's a sales feature. It's a sales ploy, if you will, to make them believe that it's the best system you can have. And it could be, but my opinion is quite simply, if that gutter is not cared for properly, then in a period of time, it's probably going to do more harm than good. I'm kind of wanting your opinion on what you think about guttering, and that's kind of where I want to go right now.
My opinion on guttering is that I really don't like guttering, but it's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Is just what it boils down to. If you don't have the guttering and get as much water away from your house as you can, you know what's going to happen. Your house is going to start, you know, the soil is going to start, you know, expanding and contracting, which is not good for your home.
Right.
So that's why it's a necessary evil, in my opinion. Guttering going up on a brand new home, I believe like you, I believe it's a sales ploy. Builder's going to say, oh, well, I'll throw in guttering for you too. Well, nobody's throwing in anything. You always know that.
Yeah, really.
That cost is built in somewhere.
Yeah. I'll throw it in. Okay.
So, but that's the way I just – that's my opinion about the guttering going on a new house.
And let's retrofit some guttering on a house now. Let's say that a person has lived in the house for 5 years, 6 years, or whatnot, and they decided finally at last they wanted to have some guttering put on there. And probably their fascia board probably is a 1x6 fascia board with a piece of 1x2 up by the roofing.
Yes.
Do you recommend that 1x2 stay there or be replaced or guttering? What should be done in this case, in your opinion?
With the way I do it, if we put up guttering, if there's a 1x2, it's coming down. Okay. We will take and put a primer or paint on that area where it came down from because it's going to be bare wood.
Absolutely necessary.
Okay. Yeah. And then once we do that, we'll put a drip edge flashing up. I won't put guttering up unless there's drip edge. Now, if you want to sign off on you don't want it, then that's another story. Yeah. But normally I don't put up guttering without the drip edge. It saves future problems.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, yes, the 1x2 needs to come down for guttering to go up to have it done properly.
When you put guttering up, would you put the back edge all the way up to where the shingles are, or you lower it somewhere?
You have to have some playroom for, you know, adjusting the guttering for its proper drainage anyway.
Correct.
So you're probably be down away from the the shingle a little bit.
Okay, and then drop down to your downspout a little bit.
Yes.
I think the run on it is an eighth inch per foot or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I think the fall on it, that's something. But, and guttering is available in many different ways. Regular, you can go to the home center and buy the vinyl guttering, which I really don't recommend at all. It's just, it's not a good...
Was it 2 inches, 3 inches?
I'm not for it. If you're going to have guttering, I think a pro should put it up. And then you have a choice of getting 4-inch guttering, 5-inch guttering, copper guttering. There's so many different options out there, and they're all costly. But if you're going to do guttering, do it right.
Exactly.
And do it where you definitely need it. Now, having said that, you may not need it in some places.
That is very correct.
Yeah.
The guttering really just needs to go where it's necessary, and a lot of that depends on the landscape of around your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much, what the pitch of your roof is, the landscape, if you're on top of a hill, if you're in the middle, if you're down at the bottom, if you're on flat ground. If you're on flat ground and you got a little bit of a drainage built in with your landscaping, you don't need guttering.
Yeah. I actually, when I moved into my house many years ago, I had guttering all around it, but I have taken a good bit of it down because I have a good pitch on the roof and the water comes off the roof and hits the ground, and then the ground slopes away from the house always, always downhill. So the water's just going to go away, 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 away.
Right.
And I feel better about that. And I got to admit that it just 20 years ago, 15 years ago, cleaning gutter, it wasn't fun.
It never is.
And they made better systems for cleaning gutter today than they have years ago. But still, it's not a fun thing to do.
It is not a fun thing, Dave.
I mean, I'm
very fortunate. I'll just ask one of my guys to do it. And, you know, if they want extra time, they'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, cleaning guttering is just a hassle, just a hassle. And then there's gutter guard, and some of it is good, and then there's the rest.
You're right. I think I'm going to go there because I'll have to name a company, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There is a company out there that they advertise a lot, and they the system that they use is a good system.
Right.
If it's put up correctly. But the thing I don't like about it, a lot of it is plastic.
Yeah.
They have a system just like it, but that's made out of aluminum, which I really like a whole lot better, and usually costs less.
Yeah, it would seem to me that plastic in this environment, sooner or later, is going to degrade.
Oh, it's going to get hard and brittle.
Right.
And you'll be septic or suspicion of probably breaking pretty easily.
Yeah. That I think that too. So I really believe that the aluminum is a better system.
Yes.
And that may not be. I don't know if the company. I've seen the advertising you're talking about. I don't know if they offer that in aluminum as well. I don't know that.
I don't know that answer either.
But
I know it's very expensive.
Yeah. And gutter guard is far from foolproof. It doesn't mean that your gutter is going to be absolutely clean because you've got a guard.
You still need to get up there and make sure. You know, pine needles have a way of getting down in whatever.
You sneaky little dudes.
But, it's just good practice just to do it. Now, those systems, though, a lot of them, you have to unscrew them to get the top off. It's going to take a little bit of work.
Sure,
just to get it clean.
Yeah. And I really do believe that, again, because of the climate that we live in, that regardless of what kind of gutter guard you've got up there, you're going to need to clean it from time to time, particularly in this climate.
I'm a strong believer in that.
Yeah.
At minimum once a year.
Yeah. And nobody wants to do that.
No.
but get it done. All right. Shifting gears a little bit, let's talk about Clark remodeling. And how small or how large of a project would Clark remodeling do?
Well, you left off repairs also.
I did.
We do, and I say this over and over again, the smallest job I've ever done was probably the very first job I did.
Yeah.
And I changed the light bulb out for an elderly woman. And that was it. That's all she needed. Somebody was trying to rip her off, saying that she needed all this electrical work done. And all they did, they put a new bulb in, but they just kind of stuck it where it would barely hold, and then screw it in all the way. So we changed that. I changed that out. That was back when I was working by myself. So changed that out and couldn't charge the lady. It was, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
So put that in, and I've gotten quite a few referrals off that job over the years.
Just because you were willing to help.
Yeah.
But
to answer your question, we do anything. We're basically from that to large renovation jobs.
In other words, if that lady or any lady or anybody like that that needs a little bit of help doing the smallest project at all and yet is like, I can't get anybody to help me to do this, they need to call you.
We'll do it.
What number?
601-214-9463, 601-214-9463.
We'll put that out again, and we'll make sure that you folks have that because again, there's a lot of folks that need just like one little thing done, but they can't seem to get it done because they are physically disabled or whatever the reason. But you would take care of that. And then major projects you will do as well.
That's correct.
To a certain point.
Yeah, to whatever extent that we're able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And most everything that your company does is in-house. In other words, you'll use very few subs, if any at all.
I have a master electrician that is absolutely unbelievable. He used to work for me full-time, and then we didn't have enough work. So he's out on his own doing electrical work. But for me, he's been with me for 14, 15 years.
You lucked out, huh?
And if I call him, he will be there to help me. And he doesn't charge his regular rates. He has the same rate that I've had with him for years.
Yeah, that's a great thing to have.
But usually we can do most of the electrical in-house before we get to that point. I do not do whole roofs, but I have someone I can call who actually goes to church with me, and I didn't know it for the first 5 years that I used them. But I've used the same guy for probably 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
It's just I trust them.
Yeah. Well, when dealing with roofing, you really have to have a lot of faith in the people that are going to do the work. I mean, and I don't think that happens as much as it should, but the people who own the property or having the work done really need to understand and have a good grasp on who the roofer is and what they're going to do.
Right.
Because, gosh, you can get stuck so bad.
And you have to understand also that they call themselves a roofer, but most of the time it's just a company is a roofing company, and they just have a crew out there.
Yeah, that is correct.
So they don't, you know, they're not up there on the roof.
What is it? There's a committee in Mississippi. I think it's called the Mississippi Contractors Association, I think. I've had them on the air before, and the lady who was on that time was talking about the importance of licenses, contractors, and having license. If you have a roofer that doesn't have a license for roofing, just approve him. You know, make sure he's approved and check things out. And never, never pay him all up front, ever.
No, not at all.
Which happens.
A lot.
And that's a shame.
But if you're dealing with an insurance company, you're not going to get paid up front all the money anyway.
Right.
You will get you'll get enough to buy your shingles and other materials.
And the insurance companies knows what that stuff's cost.
True. That's true.
And the insurance companies know a whole lot more than what you think they do. They know when storms have come through, when your house has had hail or not had hail. They can look back on their charts and graphs, and they've got all kinds of computer equipment where they can actually tell when weather came through. And if some weather came over your house, or maybe it was just two houses, they're accurate.
And I've had that too.
Yeah,
I've had where a house on each side of the house that we were going to do work on, they got new roofs, but my guy did not. I don't know how that worked out. But
Oh, well, the eye of the storm came right over the house.
That's right.
Understand that, Jerry.
It just split.
I'm going to ask you, should you sit around for a while?
I'd love to.
All right. We're going to keep Jerry with us, taking a short break. You're listening to the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bill in Mississippi Studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
We've sent that.
Those are the best types. The ones that compromise your principles.
I got to be a little bit compromised by principles.
I ain't got none.
Y'all lost all my principles. I think Mr. Jerry's got plenty for
many,
us all.
Many years ago, I lost all my principles.
Only if you knew Lance.
None of us, not to any one of the three of us should, and the other guy in that room, yeah. All four of us shouldn't be talking about our past at all.
Yeah. That's why I move forward.
There you go.
Yeah, don't look back.
I know nothing about yesterday. I don't remember yesterday at all. Jerry Clark here, and got a text in, Jerry. Jerry Clark is a company called Clark Remodeling and Repair. And the text is very simply, it says he's fixing to run a cold water line from the outside faucet to the shop. And he's going to use PEX, and he's going to stick it in three-quarter PVC piping. And he said he's already dug his trench, and he's just got a question about what to do. And Jerry, you and I have discussed this a little bit before the mics came back on, and we were talking about probably the most important thing is the connectors for the PVC, and then the other thing you mentioned that's important is on that type of project, it's probably better to use a straight piece of PVC rather than the rolled type.
The straight PEX.
Correct.
Okay. And can you reread it? Because you said that he's going to run the PEX inside the PVC?
Let's see what it says. Planning on using PEX. It says tapping into my three-quarter PVC.
Okay. All right. So all he's going to do, he's already got the PVC,
yes.
Water line, and he's just going to come off of it. That's fine.
Yes.
That's not a problem. They actually have fittings for that, that he can go to a box store and he can get. Running the PEX is the best way to go.
Right.
And I would recommend that you go with the straight sticks that they have out now, just for convenience.
You're right.
The roll PEX is, there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually cheaper to do it that way. But being rolled,
he's going to want to keep rolling.
He's going to want to keep rolling. You have to have something to kind of hold it down periodically,
yeah,
to keep it straight. The PEX is great to go with 3/4 inch PEX. And run it, and they have so many different fittings out there now to tie into either, you know, PVC or copper, you know, whatever they have it. So it's the best way to go.
And you made a great recommendation during the break you and I were talking about, and you said you should tell him that he should not fill up the ditch until he tests the system out, and which makes very good sense.
Correct, because if you go ahead and you start filling the ditch in after you run the material and you haven't got it all connected and everything, and there turns out to be a leak, then you have to dig it all back up, and you don't know where the leak is, so it could be a mess.
Yeah, good point. All right, I appreciate your text. Thank you for sending it to us. Nameless person, and we appreciate it very much. All right. And another text have come in, but we'll get to that as well. We'll see what's going on in your life. What project are you working on right now, your company?
Well, we have several that are in the works, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We're finishing up one where it was just a lot of exterior work.
Uh-huh.
We replaced – we were just going to originally just replace the bad fascia board on the home. Well, it turned out that there was probably more damage than there was good. So looked at the cost, and it was actually less expensive for us just to take all the old fascia down, put all new up.
Sure.
That is a man-made product that doesn't rot, mm-hmm. doesn't anything else. And all we had to do, we put it all up, and we painted it. And he even came back and he said, thank you for making that recommendation. He said, it really looks so much better.
Yeah. Did you use like a synthetic? Or what did you use for your
– The material?
For fascia.
Actually used DuraPrime.
I like
– Or DuraWood.
I like DuraWood. I have that in the back of my – I had some damage and I had to replace the back fascia board and replace it probably – I bet 10 or 15 years ago with DuraPrime and – Back then, they weren't putting a real good primer on it. It was a real good idea once you put it up to prime it again,
yes.
then paint it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's still true today or not.
No, they actually have primer on it that's made for this environment.
Then they've improved the primer for sure.
Yes, they have.
But at any rate, I've been looking at it the past few days, and I mean it still is like brand new.
Yeah, it's hard to – as long as everything's taken care of, it's going to be there forever.
And having said that, you can get into a lot of pretty expensive exotic type synthetic material to put up there. But is it worth the money? I don't think it is.
Used to use Hardy.
Yeah.
And I would run Hardy board up there. But, Hardy is very hard to work with.
It is.
DuraPrime is just – So much easier.
Yeah, it really is.
I also, for small areas, I use PVC.
Yeah.
Because I'm a firm believer in the PVC fascia board.
Yes,
really am.
Yes.
But I did find out through a costly mistake that I made is that you do not do the whole house in PVC fascia board because it does contract and expand. I did not know that, but it does. And depending on the weather, when it changes – you're going to probably have a little gaps here and there and everywhere.
Wow.
Did not know that. So you have to have these they actually make a product that fits in there and covers all the different cracks and everything. And, only place I could find to get it from was England.
Yeah.
And it was very costly. Very costly.
Yeah, no.
We'll not do that again.
I'm more in favor of staying away from that and using something that is like DuraPrime or something of that nature that works a lot better for me. But not only do you work on the outside projects doing a lot of exterior work, which may be required, but you also do a lot of interior work or you certainly have no problem with building cabinets or having cabinets replaced or actually remodeling an entire kitchen from the full-blown deal.
Well, the home that we're just finishing up on, it started out as we redid the entire kitchen, changed some of the cabinetry around, redesigned it, and we put wood flooring in probably 60-65% of the home. And
now
they want to come back and finish that up.
Wow.
And the wood product's still there.
What kind of wood product was it?
It was
all wood or synthetic wood?
It was synthetic.
Okay.
It was engineered.
Engineered wood. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's still a good product.
Yeah,
still
very good. Very good. And we're looking at doing a little flooring repair and then tearing up carpeting and putting vinyl plank down in its place.
Yes.
Found some that lady said, I was told they don't make this anymore. I said, they don't have to make it. You could match it. And nobody just took the time. In the last 2 days, I've taken the time. I've gone to the supplier I use, and I have found a perfect match for fixing their hardwood floor.
Right.
And I have found a vinyl plank that matches it almost identically. It's about 90% there.
I've done the same with vinyl plank. It's really bad about all of a sudden that type that you've got down there isn't available anymore. But interestingly enough, if you do enough research, you'll find a piece that matches that, another color of another brand of another type.
Exactly. It's out there.
I know I've done that before. And no sense in having to chasing, letting your contractor chase around and find that. Go find that for them. Find that yourself, and it'll save time and energy for everybody.
Yeah, and I do that. I go down and I take what I need, and I've seen it. I have my eyes, and I've actually become pretty good at matching things like that.
Jerry, I'm about running out of time.
I hear it.
Clark, remodeling and repair. Phone number is
601-214-9463. 601-214-9463.
If you need a complete project done and you want it done correctly and you want some references with somebody that you can have faith in, and believe me, Jerry Clark is the person you need to call. They'll do a great job. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Talk to you next time. You're listening to The Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Sloak. Fox National News coming your way. And then we'll be back shortly with a music segment right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't go away.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Sloak shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV.
Hello, my name is...
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Right.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Back again, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Sloak. This is the music segment. Huh. I wonder, maybe it's my headphones. Something just went kind of, must be a headphones. Don't worry about it.
Something went out on you?
Well, all of a sudden frequencies went way down. I think it's probably my headphones or somewhere. Who knows? I'm not going to worry about it. Got a couple texts in, which we'll get to after the music segment. Matter of fact, I think we're going to take care of one right now. A lady was asking about DuraPrime. That's the fascia board material. Most lumber yards will sell a product like DuraPrime. Any lumber yard at all, the big box home centers, may or may not have it, but a lumber yard definitely will. So that'll answer that question. And as far as that door is concerned, taking out a brick, we'll talk about that after the music segment. Well, all right. Music. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. And I think when this song starts playing, I'm going to try to find some headphones because these are funky. I don't know what the deal is here, but we'll fix it. First artist we're going to talk about is, of course, you know, I'm a Kenny Wayne Shepherd fan. I really think Kenny Wayne Shepherd is great. And then all of a sudden, not too very long ago, a guy that I've talked to and know and I have so much regard for Bobby Rush and Kenny Wade Shepherd got together and made an album, and it's like, wow. It's like it should always have been, it seems like. It just was, it's so good, it's unreal. But because Bobby Rush has this personality that just is next to none. He's in his 90s and he's full of energy, and he's probably one of the nicest persons you'll ever meet. And he's very talented. Now, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is also an incredible, incredible guitar player and band leader. And he has used other people to do vocals for him. But he and Bobby Rush did an album together that is just unbelievably good. And Kenny Wayne has been, he's such a great guitar player that Fender even named a Stratocaster after him. So if you want a Kenny Wayne Shepherd Stratocaster, you can get one from Fender. But so good to listen to Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. They did a song that's called, on that album, called Who Would That? And you know who sings? Yeah, Bobby sings. Bobby Rush. And plays, and then you hear a little Kenny Wayne. It's really worth a, it's a great, great, great album. Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Let's give a listen. Enjoy that very, very much. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush. Unbelievable. Well, moving
on. I wonder, before you go on, if people haven't seen the new Eddie Murphy, it's not new, it's about a year and a half too old, called Dolomite. I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's a biopic of Rudy Ray Moore, who was Dolomite back in the old days, kind of the founder of rap.
Right.
But it was not, insofar that was the goal, it was a comedic role, and right. He was hilarious. And he did these crazy movies. I mean, he was a kung fu guy and all this, and, you know, a ghetto hero. And, I mean, it's just really, really fun. But in the, Eddie Murphy did a kind of tribute movie to him. Uh-huh. Very well done. It had Wesley Snipes and a bunch of great actors in it. But Bobby Rush, he's in the club scene when they go in, throw back to the old days where it's showing the party where they're making the first movie and they release it, and you know, and there's a big party. Well, Bobby Rush is the artist in the movie.
Wow.
And he is absolutely killing it, man. I mean, you hit a 90-year-old man, absolutely killing it, crushing it, having a blast. And I text him, I'm like, man, that had to be an absolute blast. Yeah. Working with all those guys. He goes, I just love, more than anything, sharing the blues with the new generation.
And you say Bobby Rush is killing it, but when Bobby Rush plays, he's killing it.
That's all the way it works.
That's the only way it works, and it has for many, many, many decades even.
But if I wanted to tell our listeners, if you haven't seen the Eddie Murphy movie, my name is Dolomite, and it's a Netflix film, I believe, but there's a great scene in there with Bobby Rush.
Yeah.
And just tearing it up.
It's worth doing. It's really good. He's so much fun. I mean, we've talked to him a bunch, and he's a lot of fun to have around. All right, we better move ahead. Going to talk about a group called Wishbone Ash. Wishbone Ash was inspired by the Yardbirds. Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page played dual guitars in the Yardbirds, and the dual guitars sounded great. So Wishbone Ash wanted dual guitars as well, and they decided that Randy Powell and Ted Turner would play twin lead guitars, and their vocalist would be the bassist Martin Turner, and he would be a bassist and lead vocalist. But through the years, Wishbone Ash has inspired people like the Eagles and Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the names go on and on and on and on. But Wishbone Ash, incredible. Really, really a great band. And listen to the lead guitars in this. They do great work together. Even though it's a little more subtle than a lot of things are, it's still pretty good. Wishbone Ash, Blind Eye. Let's give it a listen.
Oh,
Yeah, Wishbone. Vocals on that were weak, and that was just a product of the time. It was done in 1970, so you know, I don't think they really understood the value of vocals at that point in time, or they weren't projected in that production. I don't know, or maybe who knows. But at any rate, they were great. They were absolutely great, and they did a good job. Well, sometimes I just kind of like to lay back and take it easy and listen to a soft guitar and some great vocals and want to hear somebody who has been around a long, long time. The person that I'm talking about is very, very socially active, Tracy Chapman, and she's a great guitar player. And has done many of great songs that are just really worth listening to. She's started playing when she was 8 years old, and she went to part of the college situation was Tufts University in Massachusetts. And I have to tell you the truth, I was in a group called the Mooch, and we'd played Tufts University probably three or four times. But that was long before she came along. Long before. Probably when she was – I think when we were playing Tufts, I did some calculation yesterday. I think she was about 6 or 8 years old. So I don't think she was at Tufts at that point in time. At any rate, Tracy Chapman, hey, give me one reason. Couch in my room, and I'll sit on that couch and have the lights kind of low, and I'll put on a whole bunch of like her kind of music and just sit. And instead of watching TV at night or reading a book or something, I'll spend an entire night sometimes listening to music. Matter of fact, I was doing that a bit last night, and I'm sitting there going, I'm a grown man. This is ridiculous to have chills because of something I'm hearing. And I was having goosebumps on my arm over the music. I'm going, whoa, is there something wrong with me? I don't think so. That's just...
I've always been a huge fan of Tracy Chapman. I mean, the voice, the smoothness of the play, the harmony. I mean, just amazing.
Everything about her is amazing. I think so, too. Kind of talk about a group that... has done so very much. The Beatles. Everybody knows who the Beatles are, and everybody. And I like the song "Nowhere Man," which is going to be the song we're going to play a lot. I've played before, I think, but I don't know. Interesting fact: in 1964, when they first were coming to America, they were booked into the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, and they were supposed to appear there. But they found out that it was an integrated performance, and they sent back a message saying, we won't play until it's segregated. And Jacksonville said, oh, that's not going to happen. The Beatles canceled their hotel stay because they were staying at a hotel in Jacksonville, which, as they found out later, was an all-white hotel. They canceled their stay. And then while they did that, Jacksonville turned around and said, all right, we'll go ahead. we're going to integrate the thing and let anybody in there we want to. We're segregating the thing. And they did. They let anybody, blacks and whites and anything at all, could come to the Beatles concert. And that was the very first time in Jacksonville that an event like that had taken place. So the Beatles had a lot to do with, I'm just going to call it equality. The Beatles had a lot to do with equality. Great song called Nowhere Man. Let's give a listen to it.
Nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
They had a lot to do with actually not only with the way society acted in the future, but also they had a real event on the racial issue. And Beatles did a lot of good things, that probably a lot of people are not aware of. Question to come through on the text line. Some gentleman asked, who was that guitar player playing behind Bobby Rush? Well, we're going to go out with the rest of that song, and you'll hear a lot of that same guitar player, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And he's a great guitar player. We'll do that as the time allows, and we'll get to it. But a great guitar player who really, really makes a guitar, can talk, can really do a good job in doing
it. Has a little Stevie Ray in him.
If you go, you listen, go look on YouTube at some of the Kenny Wayne Shepherd videos. Wow. It's just amazing.
He's been doing it for a little while, too.
He has. Yeah. And I don't think enough people know about the quality that's there. And there's so many groups out there. I was talking to my family the other day about how many groups that are really great out there that have not ever made a big name for themselves. There's so many. I mean, there's all over the place. You can find them anywhere. So, that's coming up. But at any rate... Let's take this thing out with who was that? Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Kenny Wayne is going to play most of the guitar on this thing. Let's do it.
When I went into the bedroom, I could tell something wasn't right. It was all talk like you've been in a hell of a fight. I want to know who. Tell me, who was that wild woman? I want to know who. Tell me what's going on. Tell me who. Tell me what's going on.
The weatherman predicts a shower of cash at Pearl River Resort. On Fridays and Saturdays, we'll draw a lucky winner to step into our cash machine during our Whirlwind of Cash event. Grab as much as you can to win your share of $200,000 in cash and bonus bet prizes. Plus, double your winnings by catching a multiplier bill. Experience the whirlwind of luck when you play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Must be 21 or older to play.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
When it's more than...
I guess we have to stop it.
Billy can cut it up a little bit too.
Really? that'd be true. Hey, full moon tonight. It's called the pink moon. And if you don't like that, it's really called the Pascal moon. But it's a mini moon. It's the furthest away from the Earth that it's going to be this year at all. So it's called a mini moon. But it's a the last few nights I've been seeing it as well because I'm out at night.
Yeah, I'm driving to work too. Yeah,
I'm sure you saw it.
It's really low in the sky too. Yeah. It's just like right over the Pearl as you're crossing the reservoir. It's a beautiful sight.
That's beautiful.
As pink as it could be, though.
I'm just a moon freak. I see the moon, full moon. I just go.
You start howling, don't you?
Sometimes.
That's the best thing to do is howl at the moon.
My dog looks at her like, her tilts her head and goes,
Yeah. What are you doing? I thought that was my job.
Oh, she'll understand completely. There was something I was definitely going to get. Rebel Ace Hardware. I don't know what it is. Rebel Ace Hardware. I should always know about them. They know what's going on. They do a very good job, and they have very many stores throughout the central Mississippi area. And one of the locations there in Pearl is their Power Outdoor Equipment Center, which is just so full of power outdoor equipment, lawn mowers, zero-turn mowers, regular lawn mowers, weed whackers, chainsaws, blowers, anything you can think of that you'd need to do work around your yard or your garden. Or if you want to go into that business, they've got trailers. They've got everything you'd ever need to get that kind of work done. Not only that, but they have all the products that you'll need in their hardware store, plus wonderful customer service. I mean, next to none customer service. There's nobody that gives service like they do. You walk in the store at Revel, you'll find what you want, and you'll get it exactly as you need it and take it home. And if you decide that you don't need it, bring your receipt, bring it back. They'll give you money back in an exchange or exchange for something else, whatever is your preference. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. All right, Revel Ace, enjoy. On the text line, I forgot what was his name. He did send his name. Paul. Paul and Brandon was asking about changing out what looks like a steel door in a frame with brick mold on it, set very tightly between brick. And he wants to know how that would be done. Paul, if you're still listening, I hope you are. It's really a simple process, and no brick has to be disturbed. The brick can stay exactly where it is. The best way to go about this thing is to remove all of your exterior casings first, your brick mold. And before you move that, take a sheetrock knife or a blade and cut all of the beads of caulking where the caulking hits on the brick and where the caulking may be on the door frame itself. Splitting that caulking makes the casing come off much easier. And then you go and do the same inside, take off the inside of casing. And it's very important that you use the knife then and cut the outside edge of that very well because it probably is caulked and painted. And if you peel it off, take that casing off without cutting it, you're apt to peel some of the paint away from the wall as well. Once you get the casing inside and outside off, you'll be able to see that even though it's a 32-inch door and has a frame on it, that may take as much as 34 and a half inches, 34 and three-quarter inches. That may be the total width of the unit. But the opening for that unit is going to be closer to like 36. The opening's pretty wide. So how you would, or it'd be smaller, actually a little smaller than that, 32, it'd need 2.5, be about 34 and a half, something like that. But at any rate, what you do, you'll see the shims that actually hold that door in place and keep it square and level. Remove those shims, and that door should come out pretty easily. The door, the frame, the whole unit. There's no sense taking it apart, taking it out as an entire unit. The new door, again, goes in exactly the same way the old door went out. You want to make sure that the bottom has some sort of sealant on it, whether it be a silicone caulking or a geocell type sealant to keep drafts and critters from coming into your home. And around the sides, as a matter of fact, they even make a door bottom, which is really a great investment and very inexpensive, but it's an entire lining of your, or where your door bottom is going to fit, where your threshold is going to fit, and it's a good investment. That's not used a lot around here. Next, I would just put the door in, get it squared up as much as I can, shim it in place, and then secure the door through one of the screw holes, through a shim, and into the wall. And do that with all three hinges so that the door is actually mounted to the building, not just by the casing. At that point in time, then you'd put the casing back on. The casing always goes on last to let you know whether you need to trim it at all, and you shouldn't have to. But maybe sometimes you do, particularly if you're going to change the brick mold to like a flat molding, then the flat molding is going to be too wide for the opening and it's going to need to be ripped down. But most people will replace it with brick molding itself. And a lot of times, as long as you take off the interior casing, which doesn't come in the door anyway, when you buy a door unit, it probably has the exterior brick molding on it. Well, that whole unit can actually slide right in between the brick all by itself and then square and level the door up. So it's a pretty easy process. It shouldn't take you much more than a day to do that. It's really a good idea before you install it and when you buy a new door is to, even though you may have a painted frame on the door, it's not a bad idea to go ahead and put another coat of primer on there to give you a little more protection from the moisture and from the elements. It'll help you a great deal in doing that. So that's something that should be done. But doors, really, that are sit-in brick, as this one is, isn't that difficult to do. It's a pretty easy change, and I hope that works for you. All right. Other things that are taking place. Well, let's see. Oh yeah, it's like I'm going to the beach this weekend. Next weekend, it's supposed to be a real good time. But
yeah, supposed to be. You're underselling that. You need to say it's going to be time.
It's going to be an amazing time. But to get ready for it, I have to build the wedding arch. I have to have a PA.
I thought you were going to say you were going to get a spray tan.
No,
you're not doing that.
I have to do all this stuff. And so, therefore, it makes sense that I take my truck down there and not take my car. I mean, I love driving my car.
I'd love to see you strap that thing down on top of the...
It won't fit. A PA and that wedding arch won't fit
you
in my
car.
You
look like the hillbillies moving down to the coast.
Even the hillbillies couldn't make
it
fit.
They couldn't pull it off.
No. So my truck will give me all the tools I need and everything I need to get it done. But it's a pretty simple wedding arch.
Now, what are you going to be jamming to on the way down there?
Oh,
have you already got a playlist ready?
No, I haven't. And I don't have serious radio or anything like that. But I do have. Both vehicles have CD players in them, real good CD players. I have a collection of CDs, like unbelievable.
Get them ready.
I always take one with me during lunch. I go to like a 3-hour lunch during the day because I help a friend out go to lunch because he can't drive.
That's an executive lunch.
Well, no, it's a medical. I really want to help. This friend can't get anywhere, and he lives many miles. Every day to go to lunch is. It's like 50 miles for me, but I do it because I want to take my friend to lunch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he couldn't get there.
So, well, that's mighty cool of you. And, I mean, you can't beat friendship, you know.
Yeah,
and find him everywhere.
He's the other guitar player in the group I was in, and we were together for years and years, and we know one another pretty well. He's in New York, too. So,
are you when you lunch it up, is there a certain meal on each day y'all do, or is it y'all just kind of rotate it around whenever, wherever?
We always eat at the same – he got to eat at the same place. It's called the Crocker Restaurant over there in Pearl. It used to be the Spillway, but
– grandfather was like that. He had where he ate his breakfast.
There's 100 places around where he lives that he could eat at. He likes to go
across,
back across the reservoir and go to his spot, so we go there. And Yeah, no, there's nothing the same. Always going to be different. But I enjoyed doing that. But at any rate, I've got that wedding arch. I've got the PA all set up and got the wedding arch all cut out, but it's not going to be assembled till I get down there on Thursday afternoon probably. I'll get down there and we'll assemble it. My son and I will assemble it. His job is to help me.
You know, getting it there is part of the battle. And then now you got a little extra set of hands and a handy junior man
and
your son.
And the thing about taking my truck and the reason why is because not only can I carry all the stuff, but I can carry my tools as well so that if Murphy Law rears its ugly head, I can handle that as well.
Well, I was curious if your son was going to jog there. Or is he going to actually
run? Of course
run?
He is.
Yeah, he's running all the way, right?
Yeah. Probably so. I mean, no sweat. It's only fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a couple hundred miles. Yeah. He can pull that off in a day.
No big deal with him. He said, I can't wait to run to the beach. I said, you crazy, man. And they've got three dogs. And they're taking them down there. And two of them are golden retrievers.
Ooh, they'll have a blast.
You take a golden retriever to the beach and you think it's not going to go in the water?
Oh, no.
Come on, man. Be serious.
They're
going to
live in the water, probably.
That's what Shelby said. No, the golden retrievers won't go in the water. They'll listen to you. No. Listening to you is gone when the ocean's
They may bark at a couple of waves first, and then they're going to want to have it. You know, they're like, I'm going to eat that wave.
The golden retrievers love water. That's for sure. You really do. Oh, well. But at any rate, yeah, the wedding should be a blast down there. We'll have a really good time down there and look forward to going down there. So building the wedding arch, a piece of cake. I like doing it, and I've got enough stuff around to put together a PA. I've got more amplifiers than probably anybody should have. I mean, power amps as well as guitar amps. Why do I need explain to me why I need three guitar amps?
That's the way all musicians are, though. You get something, you put so much effort and time into mastering the use of it,
why?
And then you've got a collection
of
items where you've gone, well, from that to this, from this to that.
And what was it, four or there's five guitars in my house? Three of them are mine that I use regularly, but there's a couple of others around. Oh, well. At any rate, that's the way it is in my house, crazy over there. Well, a lot of people who are elderly now and getting up in age and really want to stay home very, very badly. They don't want to go to a facility or a retirement center or whatever. They want to stay home. And in order to do that, and that can be accomplished, but their house needs to be readied for that situation. And to get a house ready for an elderly person living by themselves to get from room to room, and you have to have foolproof grab bars, foolproof handrails, no steps anywhere, nothing at all to trip on, nothing to step over, and to accomplish that, you'll end up putting some grab bars in some very unusual places. Like maybe there's a corner that you go around all the time that is kind of – it's just precarious to get around that corner. And sometimes you get a little slippery going around that corner. That might be a good place to put some sort of grab bar up there, to something to grab onto, to hold on to. Or maybe a hallway. Every hallway down that house needs to have handrails on it. Very good, strong handrails. Handrails that can support the weight of a human. But, yeah, to get a house ready for elderly, and lighting is so important. It's so important that you see properly. I think in order to really get around properly as you get older, you need more lighting. You need to be able to see and know and be sure-footed where you're stepping. So, yeah, you can get a house ready for a...
That's your biggest worry, this falling.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can't imagine the difference. You have that fall.
One fall can really change your entire life.
That's right. And so, I mean, to me, I'm with you. If you want to stay in the home and you're getting to that age,
man,
put in the handrails and drill them into the wall. None of that suction stuff.
None of that suction stuff.
Because, I mean, my dad, I'll tell you, he went through a falling phase when he was diagnosed with some orthostatic hypertension. He was having a fainting phase. And then he had leukemia.
Yeah.
And then as he was going through the chemo, you know, he was just falling a lot. And I was like, this is worse than anything.
Yeah.
But once he started getting his legs back on him. But there's that window in there of a few months where you just got to, you know, anything bad like that and you fall, it just gets worse. But I was very proud of him for you know, using the bracing and all that, and kind of got through that.
Sure.
And now he's feeling a lot better. But hey, a fall would have just devastated.
A fall could, and a lot of people have their lives changed due to a simple fall. Short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick. We'll be back in just a few minutes at the Bills at Mississippi Studios. Don't go away.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. On the field, I've got to be ready for anything. And off the field, I've still got to be ready for anything. That's why I'm excited about Farm Bureau's new auto and life insurance discount. Two things I needed a great price for my friends at Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is home.
Let's build a little bit.
That song, I love it. And there's a – I found the first recording of that. It was just a studio. They were testing it out. And they didn't have the backing track for it yet.
Right.
So they used – apparently Slash must have written Fall to Pieces, which Velvet Revolver did many years later as a super group.
Sure.
Which he was their guitarist for. And Scott Whelan, who ended up passing away. But apparently Slash had that – you know, the Fall to Pieces – backing, you know, for the lead guitar and everything in his satchel, you know.
So
when they were doing the first recording for this, testing it, he used the Fall to Pieces, you know, backing to it. And then these, it's totally different, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you go on YouTube and you find that original, you know, studio recording, and you'll listen, you're like, that sounds like, and then he goes into Yesterday, and it's totally, I mean, it's a little bluesy.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a little more of a bluesy feel to it than a heavier metal.
He's another great guitar player.
Golly, man. I mean, in the range of vocals on Axl Rose is outrageous.
Yeah. Oh, you can't, I mean, they're incomparable.
Yeah, but if you like just a little bit different version and a little more raw, it's really cool. It's a, you know, it's like watching a, you see a handyman go in there and fix sheetrock the right way.
Yeah,
that's the recording. And then, but you got somebody a little rough around the edges in there, and that's the way the studio one is. But it's so good. You know?
Man, to watch a sheetrock master work.
Oh, I know.
It's like I could
it's
watch
a finished product.
It's like, how do you guys do that?
Man, I mean,
I can do a sheetrock wall pretty smooth, but
yeah, I'm
not
them.
The time they do it.
No. I wanted to learn more about sheetrock. It was, you know, 15 years ago, and I knew a crew that did a lot of work, and I said, hey, guys, can I tag along with y'all? And they're like, yeah, man, whatever, if you want to.
Yeah.
So they stuck me with, you know, hauling the sheetrock up
right.
and downstairs and everything.
Good for you, though. Keep
and
you
then they had the stilts and everything. I mean, watching them walk around on steel, like 350-pound dude walking around like a cat.
See, those guys doing the work is amazing.
Yeah, and then, I mean, in tough stuff, too.
It's
and
tough
watching
stuff,
how smooth and how quickly they can do that. I mean,
but
that's what you're paying for.
They make it look easy.
And they're in and out.
Yeah.
It's something it would take, you know, a novice – Beautiful. A week to do, they'll get done in a day.
I'm going to answer a text here. A gentleman calling, Joe, I think. Is it Joe? Yes, Joe called and asks about putting a lemon. It sounds like a laminate wood floor or a synthetic wood floor down on top of some tile that's been down, already been glued to cement. First, my opinion is nothing. No kind of flooring should be put on top of another type of flooring. That's an opinion. That's a personal opinion. Now, besides that, I'm going to say if it's ceramic tile, hard tile, I do believe that it should come up. There's no way around that. I think that's absolute truth. Now, if it's vinyl tile that's 12 by 12 and it's even and thin and glued thoroughly down, yeah, you can put a floor over it. But still, my recommendation is I like floors going down on top of the concrete themselves. Some of the synthetic flooring like he's putting down has pads attached to the bottom of it. Some you have to put a pad down for it. But somehow or other, there should be a vapor barrier or a pad below that. And yes, removing the old tile, regardless of whether it's vinyl tile or ceramic tile, is going to be the biggest chore of everything you do during that project. And it really is, Joe. There's no way to get around that. Getting that up is not easy because they have a hoe that is straight on the end and it's not bent, and that's used to scrape up any kind of a ceramic tile or tile that may be on a concrete floor. And I'm pretty sure once you get that accomplished, you may have some damage on the floor.
Well, yeah, and the key phrasing there is once you get that accomplished, that is a job.
It's a messy job. It's a dirty job. And you can get cut easily doing that as well. And it is destruction. Destruction by the nature of itself is always dangerous.
Yeah, if you've got like a kid or a nephew that's really destructive, yeah, put him on that job. He'll have a blast.
Make sure he's got his
safety goggles and glasses.
Yeah, all his bulletproof armor, vest. All his armor must be in place because he's going to get hurt. But yeah, I think that kind of flooring. And by the way, I have a laminate floor down on my house, in most of the house, and I've had it down for a number of years, and it's an absolute great, great floor without any kind of wear or tear. It's just a beautiful floor. So I hope that helps you out somewhat, Joe, and gives you the answer that you're looking for. And we'll see what that gets us. What was that? I don't know if it was Joe. Maybe. Paul said thank you. So maybe I'm confused. You'll have to read it for me.
He just asked earlier in the 10 o'clock hour, can you discuss the proper way to remove and then install a new fiberglass door that has brick around it? And yeah, you must have given
answer. I did give Paul.
So you're very welcome, Paul.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Paul. And Paul, I'm sorry I confused you with Joe. It was Joe who was asking about the vinyl floor. I mean the tile floor and the wood vinyl, the wood going over it. So I hope that answered that question. Hey, Atlas Repair. They do foundation repair. When you talk about a slab foundation and you have one that needs repair, get it done because it's not going to get any better. How do you do that? The best way is to call Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation Repair. His number is 800-256-1010. That's Tony at Atlas Foundation Repair. They will take care of your problems. They can do that. They can do an awful lot if you send them pictures of what you need doing. Maybe it's just a section or a quarter or just a corner of your home that's a little bit tilting down and it needs to be put back in place. They do all of that and do it with very little. They don't take over your home. They'll send two men in with one piece of equipment and one pickup truck, no large trucks, no shovels, no big dirt piles. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair, great company. They really understand the soils around here and work throughout the entire state and any portion of the state from anywhere. You just give them a call. 800-256-1010, Tony Arpino, Atlas Repair. All right. Well, I had a discussion the other day with somebody about plastics. And we were talking about plastics, and we got talking about how long plastics take to actually, like, you put a plastic in a landfill, it's going to be like for a long time. And we ingest a lot of plastics in our system, which I'm sure over a period of time has some effect on us. And we don't realize that we're doing that because we drink out of plastic glasses and or plastic plates or plastic Tupperware, things that we store things in the refrigerator for. So there's plastic everywhere. And a little bit of that plastic fiber gets into our system and really is not going to do us any good. So we need to find a way to get around using so many plastics or so many things. Ah, just an opinion. All right. Hey, Dave, show. About time for me to take off and get out of here. I want to thank you folks for listening. Build Mississippi, great organization. Sorry we didn't talk about them much today, but Build Mississippi is an organization that cares about the future of Mississippi and the people who work here. Listen to us each and every week right here on Super Talk. My name is Buddy Slowick, the Build Mississippi Studios. Hey, you have a great week. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.